Hello.
Hey, this is Julian, Bank of Cardiff. Is this Carlos?
Yeah.
Hey, Carlos, how are
Good. Going.
you? Good. Just wanted to go over your file here regarding the equipment financing that you're applying for the new vehicle that you're looking to add on. Do you have a couple minutes? Okay. Yeah, just looking through your file here. So first thing, are you aware that you're 2 months behind on your Chrysler loan?
A what?
On your Chrysler loan? Were you behind a couple payments or something?
I just co-sign on that.
I'm sorry?
My daughter.
As a
I just
cosign.
co-sign on that one. That one's my daughter.
Okay, gotcha. Just want to make sure you know I like to just kind of do service to my customers, let them know that it's not gonna we can still approve you, but there's a lot of lenders that won't approve you for financing for anything like that, especially for like equipment financing. Have you gone to your bank already for equipment financing, or have you applied through any of the dealerships or anything like that yet, or no?
The only people that have been, because this has got to be on a company account, not a personal account.
Correct.
Right. So, I mean, you're going through my personal account there on that one.
Yes, there are. Yeah, the personal credit doesn't play as much of a role as your business and your cash flow, but it does have a little bit of weight. We still have to take a look at your credit report just because there's certain people that we're not allowed to lend to. Or for example, if you were delinquent on several accounts, obviously it'd raise some red flags.
Yeah, because
We
realistically, I mean, I don't need a loan to buy the truck. I can buy the truck cash, and it's not going to affect me.
Gotcha. Yeah,
Right?
I was just kind of wondering. We can approve you zero down, not a problem, despite being behind on the Chrysler payments. It is going to be a little more expensive than if you were to get approved for like equipment financing, for example. So I would honestly like I'm not going to try to push anything on you, but if you can't get approved for dealership financing or bank financing, then I think this would be a better option. Have you kind of budgeted for monthly payments? Do you have like kind of an idea of what you're looking for?
Oh, I can go from $1,000 to $2,000 a month. I
Okay.
can buy cash. It's not gonna hurt me. Okay.
Okay, gotcha.
Thanks, buddy.
Yeah, we're looking about just under $1,150 a month for this current approval, and that's with 60 months. And then that we can fund
Kevin.
as soon as you need it. So, and that's for up to 40K. And we can work with
Right.
any
What is
vendor that
the
you're working
interest
with.
on this? What are you guys looking at interest on this?
It's not an APR. It's quoted a little bit differently. I can have my
Yeah, what
underwriter
are you
do.
guys putting it at?
I don't even have a rate at all for you. I'm just looking at what the payments are kind of looking at. I can have my underwriter give you a call to give you a little bit more details, but yeah, it's not quoted on an APR. It's a little bit different. But if you can qualify for say like a 5%
Well,
true
I mean,
APR,
you just quoted me at 50 a month.
I'm
Yeah,
looking
for
at I'm
60 a
I'm
month.
right. I'm sorry. Yeah, just to clarify, I'm looking at my underwriter notes. I don't have the actual like approval file in front of me. I just kind of wanted to get some feedback from you to see if it's something that'll work for you or not.
I mean, you already gave me the feedback that I needed also. I mean, that's why I need to know what the kind of interest rate you're putting on this.
Yeah, I can have my underwriter give you a call if you like, to go over some more details. I'm just kind of getting a feel for it to see if it's something that's even going to work for you or not. But yeah, we're looking at
Right, and this is
just
on a rate of what, 40,000?
correct.
Okay, I mean, I can figure it out. It's not a problem.
Yeah, you can kind of calculate an effective APR sort of
Yeah, oh
from
yeah, I'll
yeah.
find out exactly what it is at. So,
Yeah, and then
no matter how look, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
No, I said, I'll calculate and figure out where we're at on that one. So that's not a
Okay,
problem.
cool. And then I also have another note from my underwriter. You have a lot of like installment loans. Are those all for your business?
I don't have any loans right now. I already paid my equipment and all my vehicles and everything. I just
No, yeah.
haven't paid $100,000 on a piece of equipment.
I'm sorry, you're
And about $40,000 on a truck this year. So I mean, I don't have any debt.
So you're cutting out a little bit, but I think I got the gist of it. Yeah, no, we're just curious to see if it's something that you were typically doing for your business, because we can get you a larger amount of cash if you were looking for some cash
Yeah,
for your
no,
business.
that's fine. I mean,
Okay.
it is for my business. This,
Right now,
That's the reason I'm getting in for my business. I did talk to you before.
Yeah, of course.
So, I mean, this is not going to be a personal, you know, vehicle. I mean, I don't deal with you guys if it's a personal vehicle. Because like I say, I mean, some of the stuff, if I need to pay cash, I'll do it.
Yeah, all of our...
play around and stuff like that, okay?
Yeah, and then just so you know, all of our programs go on your business credit, even the unsecured cash loans. They don't go on your personal credit at all.
That's fine.
So yeah, I just want to throw it out there. If you needed a large sum of cash for any like bigger projects or anything, we can get you approved for that, no problem. But I know at this point you don't really have any specific needs on that. Like I said, just wanted to throw it out there just so you kind of know what kind of options you'd have. So that's kind of like what the PIMs are looking like. It's 60-month. You'd also qualify for used if you wanted to save some money in a used vehicle as well, even if you're getting it through like a private party or something.
Right.
Yeah. Carlos, you're cutting out. You're cutting out, but I can't really hear you. What'd you say?
Okay. I said I'm not going to buy anything used. So.
Okay. Not a problem.
All right.
Just want to throw it out there. So yeah, feel free to give me a call if you have any other questions or anything. But I'll probably follow up with you in a couple days if I don't hear back, just to kind of get an update on your file here.
Okay.
Do you want my underwriter to give you a call? Did you have any more like specific questions about like the process or anything like that or anything?
No, I mean you already gave me the I can go ahead and figure out that.
Cool. Yeah. In summary, you're honestly, if you can get approved, and this is just me being honest with you, you're going to get a better approval if you can get approved through the dealership. But if for some reason you have trouble getting approved or there's any other hiccups or anything like that, let me know and we'll be more than happy to help you. And then the other part of it is the working capital. Once you start a relationship with us, it opens up a lot more doors. If you did need a large amount of cash, if you wanted to take on a really big job, like, you know, I don't know if you're still looking to grow your business or how comfortable you are with where your business is right now. But if you did want to start taking on bigger projects and grow rapidly, that's kind of what we can help with in the construction industry. Just giving you feedback from other customers in your industry. You know what I mean?
Right. Okay.
So yeah, just something to keep in mind.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you.
Okay. My pleasure, Carlos. Give me a call anytime. Appreciate your time, sir.
You bet. Bye.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye.